Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We honor you. We magnify you. Clarity, light, revelation, wisdom, in Jesus' name, amen. So let me speak with us this morning briefly on the Holy Spirit and you. I'm starting a teaching series. You know, it's our year of the Spirit, amen. Amen. Are you excited to know it's our year of the Spirit? Yes. And I'm really excited this year because I know that God will do dramatic things. The Bible says, scripture that God gave to us, the first one he gave to us, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, it is not by power nor by might. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by what? Power. But by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You will not need physical exertion. You will not need force. You will see the Holy Spirit making things happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Now, it's going to be very easy, effortlessly. And when I mean effortlessly, effortlessly. Some of us, you just realize that the lump had disappeared several weeks after. You now realize, but I prayed about it. Say, yes, I've taken care of it. He will remind you these words. You'll be reminded constantly throughout this year. He will keep reminding you, by my spirit, says the Lord. By my spirit, says the Lord. You will wonder how sales has tripled, quadrupled. You will wonder how what you have never touched in 7 years came in 1 year. Now, I'm not saying that you are going to, it's the same thing you have been doing. You probably learned new things. Yes, knowledge has increased. You saw, but you will discover that this is not just by the knowledge that increased. This is not just by the things that anybody has done. It will be by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And the second word God gave us, Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted for what? A forest. That means the things in your life that look like a wilderness experience. Might be your business, might be your career, might be your health, even your emotions. Just cover your dry, or you've been going through seasons of spiritual dryness, you know, career dryness, emotional dryness, and you just realize that the Holy Spirit has taken over. You are entering, you have entered. That is what we have entered in this year, 2025. I say we have entered it in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. Somebody is still contemplating, like Mary began to speak. And Mary said, how can this thing be? Seeing that I do not know a man. That's what she said. She said, how would this kind of thing be? The angel of God appeared to her and he said, Mary, you will conceive a child. How? I've not met any guy. The best I know is that I've just been here hanging around and waiting for Joseph. When we formalize everything in our family, then we'll get into it. But why not yet? He said, you will have a child without Joseph. He said, how will this thing be? And the Spirit of God, the angel said, the power of the highest will overshadow you. That means the Holy Spirit will envelop you. You know what it means to envelop something? In other words, it will cover you. There's going to be a cloud that will cover you. Some of you, you'll be having discussions. You will wonder, what did I say that made them release that platform, that opportunity? Why are they doing this business? What did I say? The power of the highest will overshadow you. Somebody hear me. I say the power of the highest will overshadow you. A new beginning will break forth in your life. A new season will break forth in your life. In the name of Jesus. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, the wilderness will become a fruitful field. Then it will graduate. Then the fruitful field will now become a forest. Then one day you will look back and you will say, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in my eyes. That will be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit, I need to introduce us to the Holy Spirit. You know, when we come to church like this, especially this, there was a dispensation when the charismatics took over, the Pentecostals or Protestants as it were. You know, we used to have the Orthodox movement, did a lot of things. Then the charismatic Pentecostals and Protestants, it started as a Protestant movement. Then it moved to looking like a Pentecostal movement and then the charismatic movement. So today we have a combination of the apostolic, the Protestant, the charismatic, apart from the Orthodox and other settings. Now, these other people knew God, but they structured God. The other systems decided to structure God and kept God in a box. Then God decided that he doesn't really want to be in a box. He wants to move. That what exactly he did on the day of Pentecost is what he really wants to do. So somehow the Protestant movement came out. Martin Luther King Sr. wrote 95 theses against the Roman Catholic Church. And from there, everything started breaking forth. They started realizing that there were some things they believed they were not supposed to believe. You know, left and right like that, the Protestants pushed. Now, we realize that the Protestants are beginning to go to the extreme and going back to orthodoxy. That's what's about to happen now. The people who believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, the raw move of God, practical manifestations, the miraculous, they are now beginning to question and argue the same thing they believe, the same thing they have embraced and loved. They are beginning to question it. So something is wrong, so that we discover that the devil wants to take us back to where we were coming from. But there's a generation, the generation of them that seek the old Jacob, the generation of them that know that the move of God is real, the power of God is real, that miracles are real, signs and wonders are real. That army is rising again. And I don't know if you are part of them, but I'm saying I am leading an army. I don't know if you're joining me, but I'm leading an army. A spiritual force will arise, and the kingdom of darkness will be terrified. Hell will know that something is happening. Somebody in this house, you are part of it. I say you are part of it. God is raising an army through you also, in the name of Jesus. Some of the things that we detest, some of the things that we quarreled and argued with, some of the things we said that the Orthodox churches brought that we're not comfortable with, we are beginning to embrace the coldness, the dryness. So we come to church and something spectacular is happening, and somebody by says, what did they do this one? Why? No, when those guys received the Holy Ghost, they thought they were mad people. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? They thought they were mad. The Bible says that they said, these guys are drunk. 9 a.m. in the morning, it's too early. Why would you be drunk? It means that wherever there's a move of the Holy Spirit, there will be some disruptions, there will be some scattering. Are you getting what I'm saying here? It will not be the normal, because somebody under the sound of my voice, your year will not be the normal year. There will be a disruption in activities, there will be a disruption in things. Doctors will be amazed that their reports are rendered null and void. Professionals will be amazed that what they said before did not work. The Holy Ghost will take over and bring a shift. If you believe it, jump up and say, I believe. You are here, you are here. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are here. You are here, you are here. God, Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are here. You are here. Rakatene meneke sakapaya. Rieko somenege de. Ragagagagagaga. You are here. You are here. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are here. So people will be in the board meetings in this dispensation, and they will take excuse and say, just give me 2 minutes or 5 minutes, let me ease myself. And they will walk through the lobby. Solution. And all of a sudden they will be in the boardroom and they will hear, yes, I received it. They will hear it, and somebody will come in and sit down and they say, what happened? There was a noise. Say, no. His move is always like a rushing mighty wind. And they will say, what were we discussing that time? They'll say, look at it. And they say, look at something just came to my head. This will penetrate the market, will take over like this. And they say, wow, how did you do that? Where did you? I didn't get that from Harvard. I got it from the heavenly supernatural school of the spirit. The Holy Ghost will be schooling people in business, schooling people in their career, schooling people in different areas. Somebody say, Holy Ghost! Hey! There will be supernatural manifestations, arguments that have been in families. The Holy Spirit will just move, and the woman will just say, I got it. What was not written in any book by any family life professional, she will act it out. And the husband will say, how is it that you now know how to melt my heart? What exactly are you doing? It's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Get ready for the supernatural, because God is about to break protocols. God is about to shift things. God is about to change things. Situations that look impossible, they will shift now. And the person doing it is who? The Holy Ghost. He is the one that makes everything happen. Genesis chapter 1. I'll show you a few things. Then we'll wrap up this service. God told me that as I teach, the power of God will be present to heal. And some of you will be coming back with your testimonies of healing. Spectacular encounters. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created. When we talk about God, everybody here can relate God. When I say Jesus, everybody here can relate. Oh, Jesus, he died for our sins. But when I say Holy Spirit, so many people do not really understand him. He is the most misunderstood person of the Godhead. Some people don't even understand what I mean by Godhead. It's strange to them. It's strange. The only thing that is not exactly like that in the Bible is Trinity. But the Godhead, we have the Godhead in the Bible. Godhead. There is what you call the Godhead. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The Godhead, the essentially God, manifesting and expressing himself in three persons. Those days, the Hebrews and the Greeks used to have this drama stage play. And when they do, I don't know, some of us probably saw those kind of things. They will have one person holding three masks. So the person can act God, act devil, and act brother or something else. So when the person picks a mask, whatever mask the person is wearing, those of us who did theater and all that, whatever mask the person is wearing at that time, they call it persona. When the person wears that mask and he speaks, he chooses a voice to speak with, and it's the same person, his essence, but that mask is representing a different face. Then he removes that one, he picks another mask, and he's acting and using a voice maybe of a female this time around, and it's the same person just acting out this. And he takes on this one, and he's acting out this one. The first character is not the second. The second is not the third. The third is not the fourth. But the first character is being acted by this one. Second acted by this one. Third acted by this one. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? I'm going to demystify the Trinity in a short while so that you can understand this, your invisible partner for 2025. You cannot relate well with a partner you do not know. You cannot have good intimacy and connection with a partner you do not know. Now, even relationship, when people are in relationship and they don't know themselves very well, it's difficult to relate. Am I making sense here? When you want to know the best of somebody, you want to know their love language. You want to know what they accept. You don't want to know what they don't like. You want to be careful to know how to deal with them, because you know that they have certain things that they appreciate and some that they will not appreciate. You know the things that if you do, you get them excited. And you know what you do if you get them? You get them grieved. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. The Holy Spirit can get excited. That's the kind of person that he's a person. He has personal attributes attached to him. And that's why I have to do a good teaching. Because as we begin to climax the end of age, all of things will be flying on the internet. And God said to me this morning, I heard it this morning, in the most strange place to hear it, was I got in the bathroom this morning. You know, I was just in the bathroom and I heard that. And he said the unbelievers of the 21st century will not be people who have not heard about Jesus. There will be people who came to test of Jesus, but they met with teachers that lacked substance and depth, or they connected with teachers, but they were dull of hearing. So they will move out of the church. And when we are counting unbelievers, we are not saying they have not met Jesus. We are not saying they're in another religion. They just chose to be neutral, because when they came to encounter our God, we did not show them that we have not come with enticing words of men's wisdom. We needed to show them the wisdom of God and the power of God. Are you getting what I'm saying here? The church is not going to be a place of just dramatic alone. When we teach and give light, then we do some drama. Do you understand? Because as I speak right now, every devil hanging around your mind, causing emotional traumas, reminding you of the things of the past, and has licked up your self-esteem, every devil that is making you feel incomplete, every devil that makes you feel as if your body will not move the way it should, your heart, your chest, your lung, your liver, every sickness, disease, infirmity, family challenge, by the power of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost himself, I declare they fade off in the name of Jesus. I say they fade off in the name of Jesus. Once again, can you shout Holy Ghost? You need to know him. You need to know him. You need to know him personally. You need to know, because you cannot have intimacy with him if you don't know him personally. Paul teaching, he said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship. The word fellowship is koinonia. It means participation. It means partnership. It means intercourse. Intimacy. The highest level of relationship is intercourse. Most of us are adults here. You understand what I'm saying? The highest level of intimacy there is. So So that in the Old Testament, the Bible says, and Abraham knew his wife. Intercourse is to know a person. There's a dimensions of knowing. You can know a person's name, you don't know them. You can know about the president of the United States, but you don't know him. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can be told so many things about him, but you have never touched him one-on-one. This year, 2025, many of us will have personal, dramatic encounters with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. You need to know this third person. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Can you put it on the screen so that we can see? And darkness upon the face of the deep. It says, and the spirit of God. God in the beginning created. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the spirit of God. This is the person I'm talking about. If you are distracted by your phone, can you just keep it aside and let the Holy Ghost talk to you tomorrow, this morning? Just be a nice partner to the Holy Ghost and say, Holy Ghost, I'm not going to be distracted. I won't allow my phone. Oh, what am I doing? Just talk to yourself. What am I doing? What's this? What am I doing? Are we here together? The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God. Somebody say Spirit of God. Can you say it again? Spirit of God. You need to know he's a separate person. Because even when Jesus was on the face of the earth, he could not do much. So the Bible says how God, that God in Genesis 1, anointed Jesus with water, the Holy Ghost, and with power. If Jesus could not function without the Holy Ghost, who am I? How am I here? What can I do? What can you do in this life without God? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? There's no me without you. So where would I be without you? Kanamanayash. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? There's no me without you. Listen, by the time I'm done teaching all the things, I'm doing what we call appetizer, first Sunday of the year. I'm giving you what? An appetizer. The meal is much. It's like a three-course meal. So you're taking appetizer. When you're done with the appetizer, you get the main course. Then you get the dessert. Are you getting what I'm saying here? By the time you're done with this understanding and revelation, you'll be able to stand tall. You'll be able to look at the devil and say, think I don't know what you're doing. I'm not ignorant of your devices. I am smarter. I am wiser. I am better. I am stronger. Because the Holy Ghost is now working in me. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You can't live the Christian life without the Holy Ghost. Never. Don't let anybody deceive you. You can't make a success of the Christian life without the Holy Ghost. It will be a colossal waste of time. Nothing makes sense in the faith without the Holy Ghost. He's the foundation. He's the foundation of our very being. That's why the day you got born again, he came that day to start the work. So let's just do in 5-10 minutes that we have. Get back to the beginning. Are you learning anything already? Please show me my time. How many minutes do I have here? I like to see. The earth was without form and void. Okay, 12 minutes. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering around the face of the waters. And what? And God said, let there be light. In other words, God is here standing. The Spirit is there moving. Separate people. You get what I'm saying now? Then this God, in essence, the fullness of his being, he has a personality that is not disconnected from him. He's a spirit. But he has word. Somebody say word. The word that God has, the word itself in God is a person. There are three that bears witness. The Father, that one is called source. Somebody say source. From the source proceeds word. And that word, every time it comes out, it's not ordinary. The word is the kind of word that walks. Do you get it? In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam fell, Adam said, I heard thy voice walking in the midst of the garden. So the word of God is a different person. It can walk. Look at it. And they heard the sound of the Lord
God walking. Sound of the Lord God walking. Sound of the Lord God walking. Sound walking. Sound walking. The sound here, is it walking? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Look at it. It didn't say walk, W-O-R-K. It said walk. Sound don't ring. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Sound is walking. Because you need to see the three of them here and get a good understanding. So that next time you say Holy Ghost, you will not feel like, Jesus is angry, I did not say Jesus. Next time you say Jesus, you will not say, God is angry, I did not say God. Next time you say God, you will not be angry, I say Holy Ghost is angry. They cannot be angry at each other. It is called the tri-unity. But they like to be recognized specially, but they will not be angry. Do you understand that human beings are yet to grasp the fullness of their being? Are you getting what I'm saying here? So that you know. When I say your invisible partner is going with you, you know that no devil anywhere. Look at your neighbor, say no devil anywhere. No, tell the person no devil anywhere can stop me. Because one with God is majority. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says, and they heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day. And Adam said to his wife, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. You see now, Lord God. Among the trees in the garden. I don't want to go deep explaining what Lord God means here, because Lord God here is in essence two words, Yahweh Elohim. There are two. They separate. The word there is very distinct. Now, God started using the word Lord God when he started relating with men. If you read Genesis chapter 1, you see God, 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 God. When you move down, you see God, then he enters somewhere around two, when he started relating with man, after the creation of man, then you now see the Lord God. A relationship has started, and a Lord is a ruler over another. But before that time, he didn't have anyone he was ruling on the face of the earth. So the Lord was not necessary. It was God. By the time he started relating with men, you now see what? The Lord God. In other words, saying it is relationship that I came for. Because this year, you need to be prepared for special encounters with him. Am I communicating here? So the Bible says that the Lord God formed man, blah, blah, blah. That's not where we're going now. I just want to show you that. Then go to Genesis chapter, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. That word we say is walking. That word that we say is walking. You remember that word that works? You remember that word that works? That's the one that works and enters into your life. That's the one that can enter and take away that fibroid. That's the one that can enter and change the situation. The Bible says, Ezekiel said, and the Spirit of the Lord entered into me when he spake unto me. You don't understand. The Spirit of the Lord, how? Entered into me when he spake unto me. And that's why Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. This spirit we're talking about this year, you will know him so massively that certain devils cannot stay around your place again. In the name of Jesus, the church has stopped engaging the moves of God because it has lost connection with the third person of the Trinity that is the governor and the ruler amongst the nations now. He's the one in charge. Jesus left long ago. The Father is there and Jesus is seated at the right hand making intercession. And he said, I will send to you another comforter. The word Allos Parakletos, a comforter of the same kind. The same way I stay around you guys and I live with you and I move around you and I do everything, he is everywhere around you. The only difference is that you will not be seeing him. But he said, don't worry, he will be inside of you. He will be inside. You know where he is. You know where he is. Do you know where he is? Is he by your side? You know, the church, anytime we want to show a symbol of the Holy Spirit today, we usually want to use fire. We want to use a dove. We want to use something spectacular to show it. But can I tell you the truth? Every time they're looking for the symbol of the Holy Spirit, it's you. It's you. That's the truth. One of the reasons on our sticker this year, you saw the year of the Spirit, but you didn't see any dove. We tried as much as possible to remove the image of a dove. The reason is because the church is used to the dove, but they do not know him. So every time they see a dove, they are thinking, the symbol of the Holy Spirit is not dove, as it were, although he is described in his gentility. The symbol of the Holy Spirit is not just fire, although he manifests as fire. The symbol of the Holy Spirit on earth today is the human beings that he's walking in. So if they are looking for the person who is manifesting God, who would they see? It's you. So when I do a flyer and I put the year of the Spirit and I put myself, nobody should be troubled. It's not a dove. I'm okay there. Because he's inside of me. He's inside me, oh. is inside me. I hear the roar. I hear the roar cry of the Lion of Judah. Is inside me. Oh, is inside. One more time. I hear the roar. You are walking to the office and they hear the roar. You are selling in your business environment. They hear the roar. You are trading in the place of your business. They hear the roar. I hear the roar. Hey. Kabina kobashaiba. Raga ba 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 ba. Eleko semenegede lebo shaga ga 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 ga. Zinsa. So some of you will enter your office. Now, you were entering your office before. You were born again. He is there. But because you have not acknowledged him, you didn't see anything. Now, you will leave this service tomorrow. When you enter, you know there are times you enter a place and it's as if something is there. And fear last wants to grip you. But now you will enter. Your own spirit will now fear your fear. What you are supposed to be afraid of will now see. Because awareness and consciousness can lead to manifestation. The consciousness and the awareness that I'm not an ordinary person, no. I'm a different person, no. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. Child of God, you are not ordinary. Tap yourself on your chest and say, I'm not ordinary. Say to yourself, I'm not ordinary. I am a carrier of the Holy Ghost. When you enter the office, who enter the office? When you enter the market, who enter the market? When you married into that family, who married into that place? When you went to do business, who went to do business? Somebody say, Holy Ghost! If you don't know it, small devils around can intimidate you. If you don't know it, Satan will mark a line and say, if you cross, let me see how you cross. Have you forgotten the Holy Ghost is the line crosser? Holy Ghost is the line crosser. On the day of Pentecost, the Jews were doing the feast and he crossed their feast. You don't understand? They had a feast called Pentecost. What the people that were doing Pentecost are not the people in the upper room were not doing Pentecost. They were tarrying and waiting. The people that were doing Pentecost, they did not know that the thing that they were doing had a significance, but they could not bring it. Then the people in the upper room brought it and they all gathered. Because where it is happening, that's where they will gather. I came to announce to somebody under the sound of my voice, the joys of celebration, joy, rejoicing, new things, outstanding encounters, it will start happening around your space. Men will gather for good. Men will gather for good. In the name of Jesus. One more time, shout, Holy Ghost! Sit a little bit. Are you getting the flow? You want to go home and your neighbor will say, you know, I was seated somewhere, I was fixing my car many years back, and a guy was dressed, he was dressed in a religious clothing, you know, like a Christian. So you could see that he was dressed that way. Then the man on this side happens to be a Muslim. So he now said, hey, you know that Angel Michael is the Holy Ghost. The Christian said, yes now. Angel Michael, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I said, in my brain, I said, something is doing your head. Where did you get your own Holy Ghost? Are you okay? How can Angel Michael be Holy Ghost? How can Angel Michael? And the Christian said, Angel Michael is Holy Ghost. Where is he coming from? Hey, 21st century people, I don't know. With all the knowledge everywhere, people are still confused. You know why? The people are not gathering the right information. They are scattered, listening to too many scattered things. This year, 2025, you must focus. Tell your neighbor, focus. You will pay attention to the things that matter. You will pay attention to the things that can move your life. You pay attention to the things that can edify. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on those things. Before you get somewhere now, they'll ask you, how many disciples did Jesus Christ have? You say 32. When I was in law school, my roommate, Christian, a Muslim, asked him names of Jesus Christ's disciples. And when he was mentioning all the books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts of the Apostles, Romans. I said, shh, don't embarrass our family. May you not be that kind of embarrassment. I'm saying it because many Christians come to church. They're not interested in the word of God. They don't want to hear anything. They just say, man of God, just prophesy, make my life change. We have entered a season where you will never be able to get much except the light that is in you. Because in his light, we see light. And we imitate men as they imitate God. If you are not ready to imitate and get the results, you'll be struggling. No? And I'm not saying anything other than the fact that God told me, I heard it clearly, that in this dispensation, heresy will fill everywhere, but God is not moved. Noise, different false doctrines, false teachers will talk rubbish about the Holy Ghost. He said it has been like that before. Anytime heresy increases, I'm in a season of stabilizing true knowledge in church. Because if there is no increase in heresy, pastors will not sit up and teach correct things. Somebody will sit somewhere and begin to talk the extra rubbish. Then we will go back to our books and gather our people and say, you know what? That's not the truth. See what the truth is. And that's what we're going to be doing this dispensation. As I teach you about the Holy Spirit and expose you to his person and show you what he can do, so that I can stay in this place like this while we are here. He will move and do what he wants to do. He will go anywhere to do whatever. It cannot be restricted by space, by time, by distance. Nobody has to appear in your village and bring any family deliverance and begin to open water and bottle anywhere. You can stay from here and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I speak to the elements of the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the trees, and I command them to respect my voice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Strangers shall hear my voice, and they will come out of their hiding places. And you mention the name of the place, and you say, come out! And you will be here. They will call you there and say, we were just here. We just had boom, and the ground opened. Why? When the Holy Ghost is moving, he does not have to move with a physical form. He goes by the Spirit. You know, there's a difference when you say Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, as it were, when you see a spirit with a form, you don't call it a spirit. What do you call it? When you see a spirit with a form, that's why Jesus Christ, when he appeared and the boy wanted to touch him and he showed up and they were like, they say he's a ghost. And he said, touch me. This one is not ghost, it's glorified body. It's not ghost. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because at that time, Jesus cannot be ghost. If he is ghost, he will take the place of the ghost. And we are the ones that will take the place of the ghost because we host the ghost. Is there a host here? Do you know the address of the Holy Ghost here? Where is the address of the Holy Ghost? MAVISORJI. Mavis Orji is the address. Can you tell your neighbor the address of the Holy Ghost? Mention your name. Tell your neighbor, this is where he lives. Say, this is where he lives. This is where he stays. He's walking here. He's changing things here. He's giving life here. He's moving here. So sickness cannot stay here. Cancer cannot stay here. Fear cannot stay here. Doubt cannot stay here. Unbelief cannot stay here. Are you still sitting? No devil can stay here. I arise by the power of the Holy Ghost. I arise. It's a move of God. I arise. It's a season of power because the Holy Ghost lives inside of me. He lives here. Walk to five people, tell them he lives here. I know his address. He lives here. Say, I know his address. He lives here. I know his address. He lives here. So when you move this week, don't sit, we're closing. When you move this week and somebody looks at you and say, Abi, you dey mad, come off for road. In your mind, you just say, only you, if you carry waiting, they walk out for road. Waiting, they walk out for road, no be one. Oh, hey, because you know how he's doing it this year. He lives inside of here. And he walks with the army and hosts. Hosts, the Bible says, the Lord of hosts. Hosts. So the hosts of angels, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. So the demons that are looking for you, they will pass the angels. They will come to Christ. For your life is hid with Christ in God. 2025, I came to announce to you and your family, you will be invincible. I say you will be invincible. They will not be able to see you. They will not be able to touch you. Every negative thing happening around town, it will not be able to assess you. In the name of Jesus, say it again. He lives here. Every time people come to know him, he shows up. The reason he has not been showing up as much is because he's not acknowledged. They don't even know his workings. many times he's talking to somebody and somebody, something is telling me. And he said, and I mean the core thing. Now me the core thing. He will now talk again. He said, I heard the thing. Now you know that it is not just something. Then you will come to the point where you can distinguish the voice of your conscience, the voice of your flesh, the voice of men, the voice of popular culture, and the voice of the Holy Spirit. This year, I will teach you how to distinguish the voice of God. You will come to a place in life where you know I can't fail again. I cannot fail again. It's too late to be a failure. Lift up your hands and begin to worship him this morning and say, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When the Spirit takes over my soul. When the Spirit takes over my soul. And I will be changed. And God's glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over my soul. We are doing that song 4 times. When the Spirit takes over my soul. When the Spirit takes over my soul. I will be changed. I will be changed. And God's glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. 3 more times. When the Spirit, what it means is that he's taking over your faculties. He's taking over your thinking. You will now be thinking or thinking a different way at the frequency of the Spirit. You are not thinking like an ordinary man. Solutions, ideas, strategy, wisdom, unusual manifestations. I will be changed and God's glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over my. 2 more times. When the Spirit. When the Spirit. Hey, I will be changed. I will be changed. And God's glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. 1 more time now. When the Spirit, Holy Spirit, when the Spirit takes over my soul. And I will be changed. I will be changed. And God's glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over my soul. 1 prayer point. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over. Take over my intellect. Take over this body. Run in this body. Walk in this body. Perambulate here. There are certain things that should not stay there again. There are certain things that should never. Are you getting what I'm saying here? I want you to pray it with some passion this morning. In the next 1 minute, 30 seconds, 2 minutes thereabout, you're going to pray passionately. See, if it takes over that your marriage, everything will shift. The intelligence and the wisdom that made things work in the ancient days, he will impact it into your life. If it takes over that your business, you will know that some things that you will never have learned in Lagos Business School or Harvard or anywhere, he will show you. When it takes over your career, your boss will be wondering, like Daniel, he became 10 times better than all of his colleagues. Can you pray right now loud and clear? Holy Ghost, take over. I submit. I yield. I hand over. Can you begin to pray right now? Lepo semene gadele bashaya raga gaga 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 eleko semene gadele bashaya raga bayaga ba 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 ba. Can you pray, somebody? Can you pray passionately? Can you pray like your heart means it? If you really desire him, if you really desire him, shene gadele ba 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 ba. Shaka yaga. Where will I be without you? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Spirit, there's no me without you. Aleluia. Where would I be without? Somebody, you have 1 more minute. Can you pray? Where would I be without? Holy Ghost, take over. Take over my family. Take over my marriage. Take over my children. Take over my husband. Take over my wife. Take over my career. Things are changing. Things are shifting. Things are moving. It's why. Raga ga 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 ga. El 30 seconds. Can you pray loud?
Ongbe mi fo. Ongbe mi sorry. Owo Oluwa nbe. Lori aye mi. 2025. Ongbe mi fo. Ongbe mi sorry. Owo Oluwa nbe. Lori aye mi. Ongbe mi.
Aye neke sekete. How did you make that move? Who gave you that wisdom? How are you running things? Why is he walking with ease? What is happening around you? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Shaya ga 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 ga. Ragabane gedele bosha. Swana ga 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 ga. It's the first Sunday. It's a good way to start. It's the first Sunday. It's a good way to start. Declare in the name of Jesus that this year 2025, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you. I can hear you. I say the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of leadership. The Spirit of leadership, it rests upon you in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 11:2. I say the Spirit of wisdom rests upon you in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to make decisions that you will not be walking in trial and error. The days of trial and error, they are over in your life. They are over in your career. They are over in your family. You will know what to do. You will know steps to take. You will know the moves to make. Somebody let your amen sound like thunder. The spirit of understanding rests upon you. Understanding means that you can replicate quality results. So you did well in business this year, and you are not saying, let me guess again. No. Understanding is quickened. So you know what exactly you did and how you did it again, and you know how to get it. I came to announce to somebody, Ekamaneko Sakapaya, the spirit of understanding, how to make business work, how to make career work, how to stay your spiritual life so that you are not rising and falling, how to stabilize marriage, how to stabilize parenting. Let it rest upon you.
The next one is the spirit of counsel. Counsel is wise judgment. You know how to give wise judgment. People will start gathering around you. They can't see wisdom and understanding and let you go. They will need you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They will need you. The Bible says all our children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? They will need you because you are an indispensable person. You don't know what it is we're talking about here. You are an asset. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And I announce to somebody under the sound of my voice, I declare the next time somebody listens to you, they will say it sounds like the voice of a God. I said they will say it sounds like the voice of a God. The Holy Ghost will start speaking through you. In the boardroom, it will speak through you. Writing exams, it will speak through you. Talking to your husband, your wife, it will speak through you. Teaching your children, it will speak to you. Discussing with your friends, it will speak through you. Wise counsel flows through you. I see some people, you are a stream of wise counsel. You are monetizing it and converting it into content. It is selling all over the world. Wisdom on how to deal with addictions. Wisdom on how to deal with relationships. Wisdom on how to deal with family. Wisdom on how to raise children. Wisdom on how to make things work. Rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The next one is the spirit of might. The spirit of might is supernatural strength. It came upon Elijah and he ran. They will now be saying, people have been doing this thing for 15 years. They did not get to where you got to. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. It will not be your own might. It will be the Holy Ghost. Now your hand, they do this one. Ogene do, do, do. Do, do, do. That will be your story. Yeah. You will look around and say, how? How? Some of you, you better start missing the level where you are now. Start missing buying Bolly on the road because you will need a convoy to move around town. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Hey, I pray.
prophesy by the hand of the Lord supernatural strength so that your body cannot fail you, your liver, your lungs, your kidney, your vein, your arteries, your capillaries, your heart, they are powered by the Holy Ghost. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead be inside of you, it will quicken your mortal body. I declare right now, every fiber of your being receive strength in the name of Jesus. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Eye correction in this service now. Lungs, liver, stabilize now. Kidneys that are failing already, I declare right now, be rearranged and restructured, replaced in the name of Jesus. Issues with your hip, your legs, rheumatism, I declare right now, there's a supernatural empowerment. These legs will be powered by the Holy Ghost. Those legs, they are powered by the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
The spirit of knowledge rest upon you. You will know things by the Spirit. An angel appeared to Daniel. He said, I have come to give you understanding. Some of you will be in the night, you will be woken up, like they wake you up and say, that thing you are struggling with, see how to go about it. Some of you will be in a dream. The things you have been, some of you, let me show you some very simple signs. You have been looking for some things, they are still in your house, you've been struggling to see them. Somebody will wake you up in the night, tell you where it is, you will go there this week and you will see it. You will see what I'm saying. You see, you will know that these things are real. You will know. The last one is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That one makes you ensue evil. That one makes you draw near to God with what we call reverential awe. That's the one that makes you say, how will I do this thing and sin against God? That one is what every human being in this life needs to enter a fresh dimension of this wisdom. Why? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That fear of God that rests upon men and women, and they are able to serve God in spirit and please him with sincerity of their heart. I declare that fear of God rests upon you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Lift up your voice in 30 seconds. Begin to give God thanks.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.